Hi guys, welcome back to Slightly Spiritual. Today we have a returning guest that I have been waiting for 2 years to get her back with us. We have Cassie DeLaura. Cassie is an Entertainment Tonight correspondent. She is a two-time Emmy Award winner. And I also just have to comment on the fact that she literally just got married like 2 weeks ago. The photos were online in Brides. Like, I literally was obsessed with it. But we're going to talk all about today manifesting. And I think you'll hear in this conversation, I like to tell Cassie, I'm like, I don't know if you like want me to tell you this or not, but you are like the ultimate proof that manifesting works and putting intentions into the universe works. And because you just have such an incredible life. Like, you have the love, you have the cool job, like you get to do all these amazing things. And we want to hear all about it today. So, and of course, Cindy's here too, per the usual. But thank you so much for talking to
Oh, thank you for having me. Also, disclaimer, it's not all sunshine and rainbows all
I know
the
nobody's
time.
life is.
Right,
Nobody's life is.
exactly. But thank you for the kind words and the compliments. And I'm so excited to be back here with you too. And thank you for all the love and support along the way these last couple of years. We keep in touch here and there on social media, especially, but like I see all your comments, I see all the love you guys send, and I appreciate it.
Well,
Of
we're
course.
your secret fans behind the scenes, so.
Ah, well, I am fans of yours, and I know Cindy, we've had sessions in the interim in the last 2 years too.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been so fun watching your journey and your process, and honestly, expander. Like the things that you put out there, like you're not afraid, and you, at least again, from the outside looking in, you're not afraid to like leap for what you want or go for what you want or have the attitude of like this or something better. And it's, I was just thinking about this over the weekend. It's, I can hold space for people or we can hold space for our friends, but it's so fun to see it being realized. And then when I see it for other people, I'm like, oh yeah, it's like a reminder. I can have that too. Or when someone gets engaged, it's like, yes, like that's coming. It's on its way. If she, if this other person you see can have it, you can have it too. So I love celebrating other people's success because it just magnifies that energy, no matter what you're manifesting. And so, yeah, it's so fun watching and celebrating alongside you.
Oh, thank you. That means the world to me. I appreciate it. And also, like, what's the worst that happens? Something is like a
Right.
no or so, you know, and it's just like as I'm getting older, I just turned 31 literally like 2 days ago. And I feel just like I feel such a shift happening in my life. And I feel like, I learn more and more as time goes on, who matters, what matters, what doesn't, who doesn't. And it's just kind of like, we really have such a short time on this earth, and it's like, not to sound cheesy or cliche, but like it's so true. You really, we have one life to live, and like might as well just go for it. Shoot for the stars, shoot for the moon, whatever. Like it just literally the worst that happens is it's no, and then you learn, and then it's redirection. It's just we figure it out.
I think we get stuck in that like that fear loop a little bit, or that like at least for myself, and I believe some of my clients too. It's almost like you'd rather say that you're too busy to go try, or like versus trying and failing, right? Like that fear of failure is really strong, especially when you've had a few successes. Then it's like, oh wait, well, I want to keep this going. I don't want to try something unless I know it's going to succeed. And so I think we get caught in that like fear loop. But my mantra for 2024, I don't think I've shared this on the pod yet, Allie. So my mantra is,
Breaking
you gotta
news.
breaking news. You guys, everyone's welcome to steal this. I did not come up with it. I did not come up with it. I just heard it and now I'm adopting it, which is you gotta risk it for the biscuit. If you don't risk a little something, then you can't get that biscuit. You gotta risk it for the biscuit. I heard that watching an equestrian like commentary thing over the week or 2 weekends ago. And I was like, oh, that is so good and it's so true. And so that's my energy I'm embracing for 2024.
I like it.
Yeah, did
I
not come up with
love
it,
that.
but gonna start using it.
Same. Now I'm like, I want my biscuit with all the butter. I want it with all the happenings. I
Yes.
want all of it.
Exactly. Exactly. You can make it as extravagant as you want.
Abundance on the man with
An
the
abundant biscuit.
biscuit.
An abundant.
Oh my
Speaking of
goodness.
abundance, because I'm probably jumping right in here, but we were talking before we started recording just about when you get in these loops or these like thought patterns and Cassie and Ally, you guys can explain it way better, but this energy of almost lack mentality. And I heard someone recently explaining, I don't know where it was, like a YouTube video or something, where as human beings, we are always in abundance. Now, mm-hmm. It might be an abundance of lack, but it's always abundance. And so I sort of took that in like a reframing, or even when you're feeling those moments of, well, this isn't working out, I'm afraid of this happening, or I'm worried about this, remember that you can switch that abundance from that abundance of lack to abundance of abundance pretty quickly, or abundance of opportunities, or whatever it is. So just a way to like reframe. And we were talking about that, like I said, before we got on, about just fear and that mindset.
It's so like, it's so toxic sometimes the way our brains are. And you know, as much as you guys always compliment me and say, you know, you're so great at manifesting and whatnot, there's like that other side too, where you're talking about of like how you have these fears and you have these worries. And that is something like, I'm not gonna lie, like I am very good at setting my intentions and working hard to, you know, see them come to fruition. Also, so sorry about the whacker that you might be hearing in the background over here. I don't know if that's a sign from the universe right now saying like, weed whack those worries out of your mind, it'll be fine. But I feel like sometimes I struggle, and maybe it is because I am a worrier at my core, but I am trying to overcome that and really change myself to be more content, more confident, more, you know, okay with the unknown, instead of like, you know, always having a plan and always having to control and just kind of letting go. But when it comes to the manifesting, I worry because I worry. Wow, if that ain't me. I worry that I'm jinxing myself almost. And that's what I wanted to talk to you girls about today, of like how we overcome it. Because as much as, yes, okay, great, I've manifested love, I've manifested this amazing career, I've manifested so many beautiful things in my life, but also like, what's the other side of that, of like, at what point do your worries, at what point do you give them enough power to then manifest? Can we reverse it? Like, how do we go about this? Basically, like, context without getting like too personal is, I have this worry in my mind, and when it pops up, I try to like whack-a-mole it. I try to whack-a-mole it and get it out of my brain, because I don't want to give it the power, because I don't want that happening in my life. It's a really bad thing. But it's like, you know, in the zeitgeist, it's in the, you know, it's a possibility in this day and age with, you know, business and life and whatever, but like, I'm trying not to give it too much power. So how do we go about that? Yeah. What do you guys do? Like, what, at what point can you reverse it?
So I will let Cindy give like the true advice to this situation, because I am also, I mean, I will share a little bit about like what has helped me and what works for me, but I totally understand what you're saying. For better or worse, I am an anxious person to my core. Mm-hmm. I worry, I latch on to like certain thoughts, and then I'll catch myself and I'm like, where did that even come from? Where did I even come up with that?
Right.
Like, I'm a great storyteller apparently in my own head.
Truly, we create these scenarios that have not happened yet.
Yeah, I know.
And we don't want them to happen.
I should be like a drama writer. Like, what is wrong with me? But I, in the spring, it got so bad that I kind of hit, you know, when you just hit like a breaking point with it and you're like, something has to change. Like, I can't deal with this anymore. Like, something has to change. And I started, I don't even know if I would call it journaling, every morning. First thing I would do when I would get up, and I would say, you know, I am healthy. I am abundant. I am successful. Yeah. I am peaceful. Like, whatever I wanted to call into my day. And I still, to this day, even if it's 2 minutes that I have, it's the first thing I do every morning. And I think it helps to get me into like a certain mindset. Mm-hmm. And you know, like you were just saying, I do believe that like what we put out there, we get back to an extent. And my thought is like, if I'm the first thing I'm doing every day is putting out into the world how I want to feel, then that's how I'm going to feel. And sure, every once in a while, I have a situation that comes out of left field where, excuse my language, I just am like, what the fuck? But like, it doesn't, not good. Like, it doesn't happen as frequently. It doesn't happen as often or to the severity. And I think it's because I just am so conscious now on my thoughts. So that's one thing I do. The other thing I've been doing, and this is as of like the last 2 months, is I've really been trying to understand like anxiety and stress. And I talked about Cindy with this last week. I've been reading this book. I'll send you the link later, but it's called The Upside of Stress. And it really breaks it down and it explains to you like what it is, how to harness it, where it comes from. Like, and I think once you kind of understand it and have a different mindset around it, like you can just use it in a different way. I'm not saying it's comfortable. It's just a different, I guess a different perspective, but yeah, it's hard. It's like,
it is.
It's hard when you are naturally and just an anxious person.
So, I think I need to also get back into therapy too, to like kind of work at really what is the reason why I'm even having those worries to begin with. What is causing that? Yes, I am a worrier. Yes, I'm, but like, is it because I'm insecure in certain areas? Is it because I'm like, I need to kind of really dive into that. And like, as much as I have, like I said, you know, manifested this dream life, there are still like things where I'm like, am I not enough? Am I, you know, not working hard enough? Am I not doing enough? Am I this? Am I that? Like, and that's also who I am at my core too, is like, I'm a very hard worker. So I always want more, 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 which is great. It's a great way to be, but it's also very toxic if you're not careful with that mentality. If you're not learning to like live in the moment and understand like how beautiful your life is at that time, like it, you could like let a whole chapter of your life pass by that's so beautiful. And you're not really embracing it and living in it. And that's also something that I struggle with too. And I'm really trying to make 31 not like that. I'm really trying. And like, maybe it is like as you grow older, you learn things. Like I said, I'm shifting. I just feel this transition in my life happening. And so I'm hoping that this is the year I am better with it.
I think even recognizing it and putting it out there is like such a step forward. And like, I think it means that you will do it, because I think we get so caught up in certain parts of our life. And it's just like a cultural thing, because everybody is that way. That we forget that like this, whatever it is, like this one part of our life shouldn't be our entire life. Right. And like, I know for me, it took getting sick to realize that, and then getting better and realizing, okay, like this is what's important and this is how I want to spend my time. And these are the people that matter. And, when you have that realization, it's hard not to move forward that way. So I think that's a big deal.
Even with like love too, I remember when Brett and I first started dating, it was like, I was so consumed with, okay, when is he going to ask me to be his girlfriend? Okay. When are we going to get engaged? Okay. When is it? And like, I was so focused on like, what's the next step? How are we moving forward? What's bigger and better than this? That like, you miss out on like, not that I missed out on that chapter per se, but like there are times where I took away from the magnitude of what that moment was. Like, he will never be my boyfriend again. He will never be my fiance again. He is now my husband for the rest of my life. And like, I, you know, I needed to just like slow down and enjoy more of like that chapter. Because when you look back at it in the grand scheme of things, shit, that's a skint compared to the whole life. Like, blink and you miss it.
Yeah, I think we're just conditioned as humans to like look towards the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. And that applies to love. It applies to, you know, family, career, like anything. Yeah. And it's funny you say this, because literally yesterday I was having a conversation with someone where I was telling them like one of my goals for this next year is to like slow down, but slow down in the sense of like, I don't know if you guys notice yourselves doing this, but I feel like I'm always rushing, even when I don't have to rush. Like if I'm cooking, I'm rushing. I have to do this and this and this. Or like if I'm, you know, doing simple stuff around the house, I'm like rushing through it. And I'm like, why am I rushing? Right. You know, like, and I think it's just because we're so programmed to like the next thing, the next thing, the next thing, that we just breeze through everything without even thinking about it.
One thing I've learned, mostly honestly, like within the last year, just being in the business that I'm in, that I'm trying to apply in my daily life, is just taking it literally almost hour by hour, or like chunk of day at a time. Because if I don't do that, I will spiral, because this week is crazy to me. It is, I work every single day. It's Grammys week. I have, you know, today's it's like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I have stuff. Like, I can't even think about the Saturday thing yet, because I, you know, like, and that's how I have to control my brain now, to like, A, not, you know, not completely, you know, lose my mind, but B, also enjoy the Monday. Because if I'm worried about the Saturday, I'm not enjoying the Monday. You know, I like, I have to just, that's my kind of version of like slowing down right now. It's taking it hour by hour. Also, because like things have fallen through the cracks. Like, I have gotten, I've had put so much on my plate that I like, you know, with the obviously wedding planning was like a whole different beast in itself. Oh my God, that a lot of things fell through the crack that I'm like, you know, and I'm not proud of that, because I'm a person who like controls everything and has everything, you know, perfect, and not perfect, but like nothing falls through the cracks with me ever. And so like when that started happening, I was like, okay, really reassess here. And then now that wedding planning is over though, I'm like back to like the normal.
Yeah. I also like, I find that I'm really good at being present when it's for other people. Like when I'm on the phone with someone, I'm like, okay, I'm here for you. When I'm in this podcast, like I'm like focused here, like ignoring everything else. But then when it's for me time, like I'm never just doing one thing. It's like, I'm thinking about this, I'm doing this. I like have the TV on, I'm like making dinner, something that I have water going. I'm like, it's like, I'm thinking about the next week. Like I don't do that for myself. And I'm like, why do I feel like I'm so scattered on like after a day off or a weekend off? And I'm like, oh, because I wasn't actually present for myself at all. Like I was doing a million different things in a million different moments in my brain. And I'm like, no wonder why I'm exhausted come Monday, even though I took Saturday and Sunday off or whatever. So that's been like my next phase of this is like, I think I'm pretty good about being present in the moment with other people, but what about for me in like my time in my life, which I think is also just a fancy way of talking about self-care. But you can have self-care, but still be worrying about other things. And that's where I don't take it. Like I'm not present in that self-care moment. Like even if I am taking a bath or a massage, or I'm not always present. So homework for me.
I could get a massage. I literally was getting one the other day, getting a massage, and I'm not like literally my mind. Maybe I need to take up meditation, but like you know, you're constantly, you're not embracing that hour for yourself.
Exactly.
You know, normal people go into a massage and they relax and they enjoy every second of that hour. And I'm like, meanwhile, my mind's like, bam, 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 literally scattered is the best word to use.
I think it's partly because, I mean, in a way you're your own brand too. I mean, I know you work for a larger physical company, but you're your own brand. You're your own, you know, you have your own social media, just like Allie has her own company and I have my own business. And you know, it's, I think as entrepreneurs or business owners, it's really easy to fall into that trap too, because you're responsible for you, your brand, your name, what you're putting out in the world. No one else is going to do it for you. I mean, I wish, but it's not going to happen. Yeah. It's just, I mean, not yet, at least. Maybe one day.
Claim it. Put it out there.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Back to your original like question. I just don't want to get too far without talking about the fear and the worry. And just for the community too as well. Like, I know it sounds so cliche with manifesting, but fear is always like an invitation, right? It's an invitation to look at something or some subconscious belief or something that maybe you're actually destined for, or really want, but you're just afraid of having it or receiving it, even if it's something you really, really want. So I'm going to use myself as an example here today. I've been really struggling with like getting things off the ground in New York with like events in person and doing things and like really like bringing the brand Revealing Soul to New York City. And over the weekend, I finally like had an epiphany, because I'm like, what is this? And I realized that, because I know I can do it. You know, I have clients, I'm very confident in what I can do. But I realized that in the past, Whenever I had to switch jobs in my corporate career or move cities, because I moved around a lot, like every 18 months, I was like getting promoted because I did really well in my corporate career.
Yeah.
But I was always having to start over once I got that promotion. It was like a new team, new people, new boss, new manager, new city. And you kind of had to like, these people were like, well, we don't know you. And like, you kind of had to reprove yourself. And I realized, I was like, oh my God, I'm like so afraid of doing that again. And I also had this like really, really subconscious like anger around it, because that used to make me so mad about having to do that, that I was like, oh my God, this is what I'm really afraid of. I'm really afraid of like having to like not just start over, but like having to have to prove to every single solitary person again, what I can do. And I was like, wait, that this is the first time I've moved cities with this job, with this, like, who's to say that it's going to be exactly the way it was in my corporate career? Nobody. I just made that fear up. I just have that subconscious like limiting, right? You know what I mean? Like, I don't work for a corporate company. I work for myself. Like, my clients are amazing. My community is amazing. Like, they're not, I mean, maybe some people will do it, but they're most likely not going to receive me in that same way that my old corporate company did when I switched. But I just have been like operating in this subconscious belief pattern for the past like 6 months, whatever it's been. And I finally had this like, oh my God. So again, back to like, whatever the fear is, it's usually pointing to a deeper, even wound that's asking to be healed or be forgiven or be addressed. And so just if you can think about it in a different way, or even flip up the question of like, if you're afraid of, I don't know, whatever it is, being like, well, what's the worst thing that can happen? Like, what's really the worst thing that could absolutely possibly happen if this were to be? Like, or when was the last time this happened to me? What was I, what situation was I in? What other fears? What actually happened as a result of that? Because there can tend to be some additional like learnings or lessons there. And then once you release that, or what you, once you see it for what it really is, or name it for what it is really is, then usually that'll disappear. The worries and thoughts will hopefully disappear with it to a degree. And then you can move forward. And I mean, usually I remember rejection. I always say rejection is redirection. So even if something doesn't work out, it's usually the universe redirecting you towards something bigger, better, grander. So just, it's hard in the moment. It's hard in the moment.
Totally.
But reframing things is the best, or questioning it, like going deeper, getting curious about it is the best way I found to kind of shift those thoughts.
And that's what I said of like going deeper. There must be something deeper that I, you know, should probably talk to my therapist about, of, you know, feeling insecure. It all stems with like an insecure of like, you know, it's just, or like sometimes I, and this happened 2 years ago, where, and this is what worries me about now about these fears, is my life was going so well 2 years ago. And then I just had this weird feeling like the rug was going to be pulled up from under. I was like, it's too good to be true. Like there's too many really, really, really great things happening right now that like, I felt this like premonition that the rug was going to be pulled from underneath, and sure as heck. And this is like the toxicity of like, my brain is like, did I manifest that? Did I manifest this really bad thing happening that has still affected our lives today, 2 years later? Did I manifest that? I know that in the grand scheme of things, once we get to the other side, it is going to be the best possible thing that has happened to us in our personal life here. But I'm in that boat again right now where I'm like, oh my God, I just got married, my birthday, everything's going well, this and that. And I was like, oh my God, I just won another Emmy. I'm like, oh my God, it's something bad. And I'm like, why am I giving that power? Why can't it just be where, no, Cassie, you have gone through a lot of, excuse my language, shit and messed up stuff the last year. You have gone through a really challenging year personally, you know, some, you know, professional, like it has been challenging, but like you can have a good year. Like it's okay to like embrace really great things happening. And I say this out loud, even though I at my core don't believe it wholeheartedly yet. And I'm trying to get to that, but well, maybe I just have my epiphany right now. And then, like then it's okay. Like it's okay to like actually benefit from the life that you've, I mean, I've worked for this. This is all that I've wanted in my life. This love, this career, this, you know, the health and happiness of my family. And like this is all that I've prayed for and wanted and put out in the universe for years at this point. So why am I not letting myself embrace that. Like, why do I have to think that there's going to be now something wrong? Nope, not even putting it out in the universe anymore. There's not going to be anything wrong. Nothing.
Yeah,
is
it's like that waiting. It's always that waiting for the shoe to drop. Yeah, yes. And it's like,
That I don't want to live my life like that anymore, because, like I said before, it doesn't allow me to like enjoy the moments. It doesn't allow me to be my full, happiest self. I noticed so many times where like something, like even on my wedding day, you know, people would come up to me and like say, oh my God, this and that, and compliment. And then my first thing I say was, oh my God, but everything that can go wrong has gone wrong today. Like, why does my brain, why does my brain first like pick out the negative? Like, why can't I just, like, why do I even have to acknowledge it? Can't I just literally enjoy that moment and be positive and be, you know, why do I, why? And that's, again, that's something that I'm working on now, is like tweaking, like really working on my brain to not go to that place. And like, that's going to be now I'm, now that I'm like talking to you guys about it, I'm really like, that's going to be something that I'm putting in the universe this entire year. Every single day, I'm going to have this thought as soon as I wake up, is the rug is secure. The rug's not coming.
The rug is
up,
secure.
Okay?
Love
the shoe. The shoe. The shoe is not going to drop. Wherever the shoe is, the shoe is staying there. The rug is secure. It's not going to be pulled from underneath me. It's fine. Mm-hmm. It is fine. That's okay. That's where I'm. That's where I'm at. And I hope that anyone listening who's feeling like that too, just the rug is secure.
The rug is secure. I love it. I'm going to steal on that one.
Right? Oh my God, that was a good one. Okay.
I think it's hard. And like listening to you talk about it, I relate so much. And it's, I'm not saying that I'm happy you feel that way, but it is nice to know that I'm not the only one, and that probably our listeners aren't the only ones who feel that way sometimes. And it's hard, I think, when something happens, right? And you do feel like the other shoe has dropped, then in the future to not think that way, because it's what we know, you know. And I think everybody has from instances like that, a little bit of PTSD that hangs out, and it's hard to deprogram yourself. And I had a similar situation last year with work stuff, and it actually took, I've never forgotten, a session with Cindy. She had to say to me, she's like, nope, you learned what you needed to learn, and there's no issues. Like, you have worked through this, and there's not going to be any issues with this moving forward. And I actually, knock wood, I haven't had any issues with this in particular, but it does take, every single time those feelings resurface, I have to like take a beat and say, nope, I'm good. Like, I learned what I needed to learn, and like, I'm good, and I can't put that out there. And, but it's really, really hard to actively do that. So I give you a lot of credit for exploring.
That's also why I love, didn't mean to cut you off. That's why I love like mediumship over like therapy. Not that I don't love therapy, but like the reason why, when I said that to you, Allie, that it stuck, is because I obviously probably said some other things that were validations that I couldn't possibly know that were true. And so when I say things like that, like it's going to be fire, your spirit, your guides, whatever, say that to you, it's going to be okay. You're done. You've learned the lessons. That also then sticks, because it's, you're bypassing that ego, that like logical brain that's like, well, how could this be true? Like, all my past experiences say that's not. But then it's like, well, wait, but all the other stuff she said was true, or she there's no way she could have known that, or that my guides could have known that. So then it like, it immediately like rewires your brain to start thinking about or accepting this new belief statement, which is why I think mediumship is so cool, because it bypasses that like logical, neurological part of you that like is so programmed in one way, but then it like blows it out of the water when you're like, oh my God, like how would that happen? Or how would you know that? And that's how it's easier to adapt these beliefs that you know, and you want and to believe, to your point, Cassie, like, you know, you're like, why do I think that? Like, there's no reason why I should think this, but it's just that brain that.
You know, what's also wild too, is like listening to the signs of the universe while it's happening. Because for example, this session, this podcast that we're doing right now, we were supposed to do a week ago. I didn't have these worries 1 week ago, because there was, I saw an article that propelled the worries after what day this podcast should have been on. So even like this conversation with you guys now, realizing that this was supposed to be a week ago, did not have the worries. This to me is a huge, 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 huge sign from the universe helping me get rid of these worries. like things like, I mean, sure, there's a lot of like, you know, rescheduling in my business and in my life, and it's a constant battle of, hey, can we do this and whatever. Also, apologies that we had to delay this for a week, but like,
no,
I just like I'm seeing this as such a sign from the universe, like it's gonna be okay. Like this delay happened for a reason. This 1 week delay, having this podcast 1 week after we were supposed to, happened for a reason. And have this conversation, it would have been such a different way. Literally, because these worries have not, you know, they were not there a week ago. Isn't that crazy? Wow. Yeah. The universe is
I know. There's so many things that happen, even as small as like rescheduling something, and that you don't literally give a second thought. And then when you look back on it, you're like, oh my God.
That's and I was so excited. I was so excited for this. I couldn't wait to reconnect with you too. And I was like bummed that I had to delay it. But like now I see the reason why. And it like, it makes my heart so happy.
Meant to be. Totally meant to be.
Oh my gosh.
I believe that. Wait, Cindy, I want to ask you, I see you have a note on here on the Schumann resonance.
Oh, well, actually, we could talk about this with what's happening. So I posted to my stories, which if anyone missed it, it's not a big deal, but there's a measurement of the Earth's energy or frequency. It's called the Schumann resonance. I think I'm saying it, or Schumann resonance. I don't know how you exactly pronounce it. Anyways, it measures the energy that's hitting the Earth. Mostly it's from like the sun and solar flares and like that. Well, recently we had a really interesting phenomenon. Literally it was over the weekend or like last week, where it was really intense, but very like almost pattern of light coming in. And we haven't seen that since last June, which is basically this right near the summer solstice. And this one happened right after the winter solstice, of beautiful light, like energy programming, like hitting the Earth. But I also feel like right around that time or right afterward, everybody was like losing it. Like, again, like worrisome things coming in, seeing weird stuff, like, you know, stuff not working out, things having to be rescheduled, like all these things. But I kind of feel like that was essentially like kind of jumping us into a different timeline or a different like flow. And it feels like, at least for me today, a lot of things are finally moving forward again. All the planets are direct again. And that energy, that light was just helping us to like jump to a different timeline. Now, the Schumann resonance is something that goes on all day, every day. It's usually not that like big though. It's usually just like a simple little, like just regular, I don't know. It's like looking at like a screen of someone's like heartbeat or whatever. It's normally just like kind of slow and even, but it jumped really big, like I said, over the weekend, and did some weird stuff last summer too, which we've never seen before. So it's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel it. It's like I feel it.
Yeah.
It was intense. It was a little intense, I feel like, over the weekend for everybody. But that being said, that's another reason why like these worrisome thoughts and this manifesting is technically, when you're in these worrisome thoughts, drop us into like a lower vibration, where then it is like, I don't want to say more likely, but easier for like the other shoe to drop or stuff to happen. But when we're in a higher vibration where our thoughts are a little bit more calm, then it's not harder, but it's less likely for those things to happen, or it'll be smoother. It'll be a smoother, quicker, because I'm not going to say nothing bad's ever going to happen to anyone ever again. Like that's just not,
it's not realistic.
It's a human experience.
Yeah. We live on Earth. But when you're in a high vibration, you can move through it quicker, easier, smoother, faster, right? And that's the goal, is even when tough things happen or something, that you move through it faster, you move through it quicker. So that's hopefully where we're all headed, which I would love for everybody.
Same.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
My mind's like all over the place right now. Like literally I'm like... In a good way, not in the scattered
bad
way. I should have clarified that.
No, it's totally fine. Wait, I want to switch gears and talk a little more about like signs and like, like how you know you're on the right path, whether it's like the person you're dating or like with a worry about, you know, a work thing, or it's people trying to find a house or whatever it is, a job. Man, do you have any specific examples of like how you know things are working or that it's like
happening? Yeah, I am like a numbers freak. Everyone who knows me knows that I am very, and it's like, it's literally sometimes laughable at how like just prominent these signs are in my life when it comes to number sequences. And the first and like most important one that always comes through for me when I need it is my grandmother's birthday sequence. So her birthday is March 16th and she, so it's 316, 163 or 613. If it's 0316 or whatever, I'm like, hi, you're right next to me. You're very like, she's, so she had Alzheimer's and she lived with us for about 8 years. And I say like, she is more, I feel her and I know her almost more now that she has passed than when she was alive. Like, because she was so, she was gone. The Alzheimer's mm-hmm. completely took her mind, her body. Like she wasn't, there was not that there was no connection. Oh my gosh, she's my grandmother. And like, I felt it, you know, until the moment she passed, like she, you know, that love and that, you know, it's all always been there, but like, we are just so connected now that she's in the other life, like so communicative to anything. Like when I, basically what I do is, you know, when there is, you know, something on my mind, I'm hoping for an answer or direction, guidance, I pray for it specifically. And I don't just pray, I've learned to not be broad with what I'm asking for. And I'm learning to be like very specific, whatever's on my mind, not just, grandma, can you just let me know if everything's going to be okay? No, I ask very specifically, is XYZ going to turn out, you know, this, like I ask very specifically. And I literally kid you not, like there were days where, for example, I went out to brunch with, he was then my boyfriend, now my husband, but we went out to, oh, were we engaged? No, we were just still dating at the time. We went out to brunch one day and I was talking all about my grandma and I felt her presence. And I said, you know what, we got to go play the lottery. So we got to go play the lottery. I feel her right now. So we went to like 7-Eleven and literally, I'm not kidding you, their like machine was broken to print out the lottery tickets. And I was like, okay, I'm not doing this. So we walked across the street to the gas station. I print out, I did the daily three. So I did her birthday, 316, and I do it straight and I do it boxed so that if it comes up in any sequence, I still win. What's so wild is that then their machine malfunctions and prints out twice. So I had to pay twice and I go, it's fine. If we win twice now. Do you know that night I go, oh my God, Brett, I have to check the daily three. He thought that I literally, like, I got a text message that someone died because I dropped to the floor and started bawling. He's like, what's wrong? And I go, she's so present. And I kid you not, it was her sequence. It was 136. Like, I'm telling you, she is so present in my life. And it'll be like, like the other day, I was telling someone at work all about my grandma. This person wanted to get involved with the Alzheimer's Association that I do a lot of work with. And I was talking to them and I was telling them, you know, how I'll be praying for her family. I wish this upon no one. Like, it's a terrible disease to go through. And talking all about my grandma and her legacy. And literally, I then go to Trader Joe's because it's right across the street from my office. And my receipt, my total is $136. And I always say, go, hi, grandma. Like, I just, you know, if in my brother's the total opposite. He's very like, he could have something in front of him that's 0, 3, 1, 6, and he wouldn't even think twice about it. And so it's just being like aware of it happening. And then my mom is the total opposite, where she'll have a receipt that says 3, 6, 8, 4, 2, 5, 2, 3, 1. And she goes, look, there's a 3 and there's a 1 and there's a 6. And I'm like, mom, you're almost, and Cindy, you actually could, you know, you could totally debunk me on this and like, you know, set me straight. And I actually could be wrong in this situation, but I always tell my mom, I'm like, mom, you're almost forcing it too much to where when you actually really need the sign, you're not like, it's almost like she's kind of like veering off path because she wants to make it a sign, but it's really not because she's forcing it. It's really not the sequence, but she always says I'm a Debbie Downer because I'm like, no, excuse my language, like shitting on her sequins. I'm like, Mom, it's not a sign. I'm like, stop sending me receipts or license plates that have eight other numbers in there. I go, the sequins is 0316. If it's not that in three or four, it's not it. But you tell me, because like that's one thing actually that I just I like will die on the hill that's how I feel about numbers. And I think she's wrong.
I mean, I would say, I'll go out and say on the record, you're correct that it shouldn't, okay. It should be, it's usually very obvious
yes.
when they send you something. Like on my 39th birthday, like I was pumping gas, my gas total was $39 even. And I was like, oh yes. My God. I was like, this is the year, people. I was like, things yes. are happening. Yes. It's just like, it's usually very, very, very obvious. I will say for anyone who has someone in their life who does exactly what you're describing that yes. your mom does, is that maybe they're not seeing the other signs. I'm not saying they're not there, because I am a firm believer that our loved ones are always sending us signs.
Yes,
but again,
100%.
If we're too stressed or we're too busy, as we were talking about before, we need to slow down. If you're too busy yeah. throughout your day and you quote unquote miss them, then I could see them trying to make other ones fit. I get it. So I'm not going to like rain on their parade, but I'll just say that that's
oh, I
just
do
their
all
way
the
of.
Time. I literally
okay.
Rain
well,
on
you
the
can rain on your mom's parade. I'm not going to rate on your mom's spirit. I will just say that she's probably doing that because she's not seeing them in another way. And that's just because
right.
either she's probably
she
too
wants,
stressed
right.
throughout
if
the
she
day.
Wants it. She wants to
yes.
see it. And if she just kind of took a step back, she will
exactly.
see it. My grandma will
exactly.
come through to her all the time. I know that. But like when you're, yeah. I'm just scared that like she's going to miss like, you know, what the signs are meant for, because she
right.
it's like oversaturated almost, if
sure.
that makes sense. But yes, anyway,
exactly.
to answer your question, big numbers person. Whenever I'm, you know, looking for a sign, I always go with the numbers, and I don't have like a specific sequence. Obviously I love 1111, but I'm very in tune with the angel numbers 444, 555, 777, 888, whatever's the money one. I've been looking for it a lot lately. So I'm like, where, what is it? 888, I believe, or 77, one of them. I'm like always looking, you know,
yeah.
that one. I'm like, oh, we're on a good path there. But someone told me, or I saw it somewhere, that it's like the thought that you have right before you see it is kind of like, okay, that's because I always struggle with too. It's like, okay, I saw it, but what does it mean for me?
Yeah.
And then now I'm realizing that whenever I see them, I always take a second to be like, okay, what was I just thinking about? And then
yeah.
I say, ah, I get it now. Ah, okay. So that's
And that's my number
too.
One thing that I tell people about. I literally like daily, I get DMs about like, what does this number mean? And I'm like,
yeah.
cool, whatever. It doesn't matter what it means. It's more important that you realize what the thought decision belief statement you just said to yourself. It's like a hell yes to that. It really doesn't
it.
Matter
yeah.
what
they
all
Maybe
if
it
you
was
by
you
the
that
way
I thought on yeah
I it could have been I there may be other people that say it as well. I am a huge advocate. I say that
mm-hmm.
anytime I post about angel numbers, I say that too. Like I'm like, you have to look at what were you just thinking about, because
mm-hmm.
you could go, I mean honestly, if you Google it, they all say the same thing to a degree. There's like slightly different things about it.
Yeah.
But it's more important you pay attention to the thought, decision, belief statement you just said, or the thing you were just talking about, even just talking about on the
right
phone.
Before.
It's it's like a hell yes from the universe, a wink from the universe that like, yep, you're on the right path. Do this. You got this. Yada, yada, yada. So.
And once I learned that, everything kind of changed of how I received them. And I was like, it was so much more clear.
Yeah.
And yeah, so thank you for that. Thank you for that wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But numbers, big numbers person.
Love that. Love it. That's
I
like those are great and easy. It's an easy way for loved ones to connect or communicate. My big thing is I've talked about this before. I get a lot of flickering lights lately,
mm-hmm.
like
mm-hmm.
flickering lights, like in weird spots, like an outdoor light one time was flickering and it's never done it since. It did it one time and it's never done it again. Like I don't like that was weird. Same thing with like hotel rooms. I'll have like major flickering lights somewhere and I'll be like, and then I go back the other 2 days, never done it again. So like, but I was thinking about and discussing something really huge when it was happening. So I'm like, okay, that's like a sign.
I think the spirits know that don't do that around me, because I'll have a heart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think they know for me how to connect, because if I,
right.
I will probably panic. I don't,
yeah.
I don't do well with that. So grandma knows, just
she
send
knows.
Numbers. She knows that's
yep.
my way. Allie, sorry.
That's
I think I cut you off a little bit. Sorry.
No, I was, and I am the same. I'm like, do not do that to me because I will literally have a heart attack and drop dead. No, I feel like it's all like the signs, the symbols, the repeating numbers. It's like a nice little wink from the universe, you know, of like, hey, I'm here, I support you. And I don't know, like for me, it can completely change my mindset or my mood, or I don't know, I love it. I'm like, call it in, call it in.
Exactly.
I kind of have selfishly like two more things I want to ask before I know we're wrapping up here. But I was wondering, I have two things. One, could you share like a specific example of something that you were manifesting and then it came to fruition? I think that would be cool for the community to just sort of like hear. And I always say like, I love expanders in this. I'm putting on the spot a little bit, but I'd love to like hear like I was working on this and then this happened and then this happened and this is how it manifested. And then I cannot let you leave without talking about how you met most of like all of the Suits cast in the
Oh
past
my God.
few months,
Oh my
because
God.
first it was Meghan Markle and then the rest of the Suits cast. And I was like, oh my God, what is life right now? I'm 1 degree separation from them and I'm dying. And so
I'll start with
we
that
can't
because,
end this without talking about that
yeah.
because we have to. That's all.
I'll start with that almost because it's literally like that also was manifestation there.
Great. Use that. This is perfect.
Yeah. So I have been, you know, I've been rewatching Suits. I was an OG fan,
Same.
watched it forever ago, and
Same, same.
picked back up recently. I'm on the last season now. It was like my saving grace during wedding planning. It was like a full day of wedding planning, and then I go on the treadmill and I watch an episode and, you know, walk, and that's my release. And so it's so weird because like I would have dreams about this cast where I would be like with them, and I'm like, because you something's a part of your life. Like I feel like these people are my family. Like I feel like I'm so close to them because I'm so I my flights, I'm always watching them. Like you feel like you know Mike Ross. I feel like I know Harvey Specter.
Yes.
I was in recent litigation, a family thing happened and it was terrible, and now we're on the other side of it, thank God. But like the entire time I would like talk to our lawyer and I'd be like, what would Harvey Specter do? He goes, Cassie, this is not Suits. He's like, this is, you know, it's the same way that you go to the hospital and it's not Grey's Anatomy. But I'm like, I don't care. I need you to be Harvey Specter right now. Thankfully our attorney knew exactly what I was talking about when you watch Suits. But anyway, I love the show. I love the cast. And I found out that they were going to be presenting Patrick J. Adams and Gabrielle Mock, they were going to be presenting at the Golden Globes. And I was covering the Golden Globes. I literally texted as soon as I found out as soon as I saw that press release happen, I literally in my mind was like, I'm going to meet them. I'm going to interview them. I don't, every Leonardo DiCaprio is going to be there. Titanic is my favorite movie of all time. I think I've watched it 40 times. Like my mom got me the Heart of the Ocean diamond replica necklace when I was 6 years old or whatever. Like, it's my favorite movie of all time. Literally didn't even care Leonardo DiCaprio was going to be there. All I wanted was Patrick J. Adams and Gabrielle Mock. I texted three of my producers, literally three of them, all three of them that were going to be on the grounds wrangling the celebrities at the Golden Globes. Texted Linda, texted Mylan, texted Rachel. I texted everybody and I was like, hey, if you see them, you know, please send them my way. And the thing is about my position on the red carpet is it's the last position. There's a Moët Champagne station that you toast with the celebrities for a charity right before they go in. Now,
Oh.
Entertainment Tonight's platform, where our hosts Kevin and Nichelle are, is at the very top of the carpet, the very first position. So literally the celebrities will stop there, and then there's a chance that they won't talk to me again because they've already talked to ET, so they won't want to do it twice. Do you know
Oh.
that Patrick and Gabrielle talked to ET at the top? And I literally had a moment where I was like, no, like they've already talked. Shoot, they're not going to again. And literally, I asked the wrangler who was with us, I said, can you please ask Patrick's team, like, if he'll do this? Because this is a different, you know, this is a different kind of vibe. We're toasting to charities, whatever. And when they came back and said, hey, yeah, Patrick will do it, I literally was like, oh my God. And so when you say the manifesting, like I had texted everyone the week before. I told my coworker a different one. So this is now four people I've texted, I literally had the text messages to him and I said, all I want, and I knew as I was texting it what I was doing. I knew that there was an intention behind it. I knew that there, that was my like way of claiming it. And the text message said, all I want at the Golden Globes is to talk to Patrick and Gabriel. So Patrick, I do the interview with, and Gabriel walks by. And so I kind of missed the opportunity for the interview window, but obviously I called out his name, and then I forgot how to speak. And I was like tripping up on my words. And I was like, I just have to tell you, I'm on my rewatch. And he was so kind, so sweet. His mom was with him. And I just like turned to her and I was like, you must be so fun. And he's so handsome and he's Harvey freaking Specter. And like, I just was like, what is happening? And I honestly left the Golden Globes being like, holy crap. Like, I, like, that's all I wanted was these two people. And I got those two people. I got a number of other amazing people too. And I had so much fun, but I was like, just on such a high that that had happened. And they were also the kindest people. Like Patrick J. Adams was so, I mean, at that point he had been asked the same questions probably 50 times. He talked to so many people on the red carpet. He was so generous with his time, understands how people love the show so much. He's so appreciative of that. And he was just so, I don't know, his energy and our, like, he just is so radiant. He just, I cannot speak more highly of him. I hope I get to interview, I will interview him again at some point. Like, I just, they, I don't know. So that was like one, that was one occasion, but, in love too, I'll say this briefly. I went to my grandma's cemetery almost like every day when I was going through a really hard time. You know, kind of no idea where my life would take me with love and anything. And I said, I literally would pray to her and I would say, Grandma, I want a real strong, true love. I want someone who's a family man. I want someone who's handsome. Like, I literally listed off all the characteristics, all the traits of what I would want in someone. And sure enough, literally it was like a few weeks, almost a month after that. And that was around the time that you and I did our first podcast. And that was the beginning of it all. It literally, every single thing that I called out, what I wanted to call in, I got with him, with Brett. He's literally checks every box plus more. Like, he's, and I always said too, like even before that, I said, you know, I want someone who checks all the boxes, not 4 out of 5. I want all 5 out of 5. I don't want anybody who's like a, he's this, he's this, he's this, but I didn't want the but. I didn't want the but. And that's what I got. I got someone who literally checks all the boxes and more, who's the best teammate, such a great, you know, human being, family man. His parents have been married for 40 years. He's got two sisters. Like, he just gets it. He's such a kind soul. And like, he's the absolute best. And I, you know, I literally was so intentional with what I wanted in my life when it came to love. And I wrote things down, called it out in the universe. I prayed for it. Same thing with work. I wanted to be a correspondent at Entertainment Tonight for so long. I was doing, I had worked there on the digital side before transitioning to the broadcast side, and I knew what I want. And yes, I worked so hard for it, but I also like, I kept almost like telling myself, you're going to be a correspondent. You're going to be a correspondent. That's the next step. And I would put it as the background on my phone. So I would see it. I would put the season number, the actual season number that I would be a correspondent. And it was funny because my boss, she saw my phone background one time. She goes, what is that number? And I was like, so I made up something because I didn't want to like say to her, because it was like one of those moments where you're like, I'm gonna not tell you. You might think I'm a little crazy, but like, it's fine. You know, she knew in her heart what, you know, what I wanted in my career and how I wanted to grow within the company. But I had the season number on my background for the longest time of when I wanted to be promoted and whatnot. And like, it all happened. And it's like, it's the craziest thing. Yes, I've worked so hard to get to where I'm at now. But I also, I told the universe many, many times what I wanted.
I love it. And so now I'm
learning to go back to like the beginning of what we were talking about. Now I'm learning to kind of embrace the moment and be present in, you know, where I'm at in my career. I'm 31. Like, what I'm doing is, at for the age I'm, you know, I'm still so young in this business. Yeah. And sometimes I lose sight of that because I'm like, I'm doing the same things that, you know, some people in their 40s are doing, but yet I'm feeling behind and I feel like I'm not doing enough and I'm learning. Like, I don't want to let these few years of like being a correspondent pass me by, you know, without realizing the magnitude of where I'm at, how I got here. And I genuinely love what I do so much. I mean, if I could hang out with Patrick J. Adams and Gabriel, oh my God.
I'm so jealous. The
dream.
It's so cool. Amazing. And I'm so grateful. So I could go on and on and on and on about that. But
well, thank you for sharing those stories and those moments. I secretly am a fangirl. I mean, not secretly a fangirl. I love Suits, but feels good to hear that they're amazing humans. So thank you for sharing.
Oh my God,
that.
The best. Appreciate they it. don't meet your heroes, but like even Megan too was so like, she just radiated this like kindness, but you also, you got to remember too, like she's also someone where she knows that there are 1,000 cameras on her and the second her smile even goes away, you know, someone's going to, you know, clip that part and like, you know, post it on Twitter or whatever. So I feel bad for her in like having like the magnitude of the eyeballs that are on her, the way that they're on her, knowing that if she breathes in the opposite direction of what people want, it becomes a whole thing. Yeah. Like, you know, I feel terrible for her, but I she was so sweet. She's the type of person that like, when I complimented her and I was like, you look so pretty. I kind of like leaned in because I touch people. I know it sounds so weird, but like I'm a hugger. I grab people's arms like in not weird ways. That's how I also talk with my hands. I'm Italian. And so my hands naturally like go to like grab your shoulder or whatever. And she reached out her arm and held my arm. And I was like, you are me. Well, I'm not a princess. Yeah. I'm not a duchess, but like you are me in that way. Like I appreciated how warm she was in that moment. Yeah. Like she didn't have to reach out and hold my arm while I was complimenting her. Like that was just very kind of her. Yeah.
So sweet.
She's great.
Warm and fuzzy, which is exactly, you know, it's something you can't fake, you know. You either know if somebody is genuine or if they're not. So sweet.
Yeah, she was lovely. Of course, you know, I went on Twitter later and everyone was like, you know, I couldn't even imagine. Now I understand why she, you know, stays off social media, and like that is so toxic.
I would do the same. It reminds me, obviously, extremely different. She is not a princess, but it reminds me of like the spotlight right now on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, and like every little thing. And it's always like that for her, but like especially with this, it just is like every little tiny thing. And I'm like, I mean, obviously that level of fame is amazing for like that career, but it just is like, oh my God, the pressure. Like, how do you,
it's a lot. It? I couldn't even imagine. I
cannot imagine. Anyway, well, this was so wonderful and it was so nice to hear about everything with life over the last year, 2 years.
Yeah. And
you're just such a good human and we will not let 2 years go by before we bother you to come back and talk to us.
First of all, you're never a bother. I was so excited to reconnect with you guys. And especially because the first time we did the podcast, Cindy, you had done like a little tune in and what you were saying about my love that was just, we kind of did it off podcast because it was so new that I didn't want to like publicize for him. I didn't want to like, you know, scare him away that I'm like talking publicly about him already, but it was so new. But everything you had said, it was like, literally that's what happened. And that's, you know, that was him. You described him to a T. You didn't know him. You didn't know anything. Like it was, yeah. I still have all the little notes on a sticky pad on my computer. And it was, so it's cool. So like sweet. This update now, 2 years later, hi, we're married.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like so cool. I love like celebrating when other people are manifesting for themselves. It's just so cool. It's so cool. Proud of you.
Well, thank you. And a testament to you and what you do as well, because you are spot on, my friend.
Thank you.
I just love that, like, this group celebrates each other and everyone's successes. And that's how we should be, you know, especially as women. It's just really nice to see. for our listeners, if you want to connect with Cassie or see more of her life and what's happening day to day, you can find her on Instagram at Cassie DeLaura, and I will link that in our show notes. Cassie, thank you so much for being with us, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon. Bye, guys.
Bye.